Welcome to Fans of the Forge, where we are recapping Season 5, Episode 13, The Horseman's Axe. To my right, we have Chris.
What's up?
And far right, we have Teresa.
Hello.
All right, so let's get to the contestants on this episode. We have Bill, who has 7 years of part-time experience. He's really passionate about bladesmithing, so much so that he says, you know, blades are like a living being, and he'll take the blade into the house with him and treat it as a guest, and that the blade develops a soul once it's heat treated.
Very interesting.
Very, very interesting. To each their own, man. So if you love it, cool, man. That's passion's good. Then we move on to Andrew, who has 2 years of full-time experience. He self-identified himself as the underdog. So, thus, we all picked him as the underdog.
Yeah, we all had him as underdog.
And he's...
We believed in him.
Your beard, bro. Thumbs up for beards.
Thumbs up, beard, bro.
I can't... That's not happening here, but... then we have Mike, who has 4 years of part-time experience. That's Teresa's pick. Alex... 4 years of part-time experience. No one's pick. I picked Bill. Chris picked Bill.
Yep.
We'll see what happens, right?
I picked Alex and then changed my mind.
We'll see how that works out. It was true. Like, right after round one started, she goes, wait, I don't want Alex. Move me to Mike. And we'll see how that plays
out. We'll see how that works out for everyone. Secret. It might not work out for anyone. Okay. So, round one, they are given 5160 spring steel. Now, if you're just listening and you haven't seen the show, you'd say, well, 5160 spring steel, that's a normal material that guys use. Well, except there were teeny tiny springs. And so that presents a difficulty. And how do you make a blade out of 5160 little spring steel that's like that?
Yeah.
You know, the typical parameters had to be between 10 and 13 inches of a blade, not to exceed 22 with a through tang. Okay, great. So they all go for canister Damascus except for Bill. So some guys are heating up the springs, pulling them out, and then cutting them up, chopping them in a can. Who didn't do that?
Alex.
Alex decided not to do that. He just dropped the springs right in the can, filled it with powder, capped it.
Off he went.
You know, thought it was good, but that's not a good idea.
And then Bill, he didn't do canister at all. He decided to bundle that bitch.
Right. So Bill heats his up, draws them out, kind of packs them together, you know, twists them together, and then throws that in the forge and tries to make an ingot out of it. And that was a kind of a disaster.
Well, part of the problem with these springs were that there was likely some sort of coating on them that didn't get like cleaned off very well. Right. Bill didn't do anything to clean them off. Some of the other guys were actually taking like wire brushes to them and stuff
beforehand, to kind
of help clean
them off. So what they threw the springs in the forge, put them in a vise, pull them apart. When you pull them, you can see, you know, the scale kind of popping off of whatever coming off. So his bundle idea, you know, wasn't going to work out, unfortunately. But, you know, he had no experience, but it was only of 7 years part-time. So, you know, everyone kind of gets a pass. But, you know, Andrew and Mike, you know, they pull the spring straight, like I said, cut them, threw them in the can. Mike, he opened his can, but it wasn't solid. It wasn't a solid piece. Threw it back in there and it seemed to come together for him. Andrew, however, had some difficulty. To put that lightly, he had some troubles. Okay. he doesn't know how to weld. So putting the cap on his canister was very difficult for him to do. It's just not happening. You know, just he didn't know anything about welding.
And he knocked it over and it spilled.
Oh, yeah. He spilled. He knocked it over. It spilled. All the powder came out and it's just a bad, bad situation.
Yeah.
I mean, dude, I mean, you saw these other guys weld their cans, right? So just walk up and ask for a little help, you know, or, you know, yeah, keep trying. And, you know, Nielsen said, you know, hey, you know.
Well, he obviously had the feed set too fast.
It seemed pretty fast, you know, but having no experience, he doesn't even know what to do. He's striking an arc and then pulling the helmet down. He's like, I can't see what you put your gun there. You pull the mask down, you hit the trigger, and then you'll see what you're doing. Like, yeah, you're not going to see it. I guess it's not an auto darkening helmet. Fine. But he just didn't know anything. He didn't know any basics about welding. I get it. That's okay. You know, but reach out for some help, you know?
Yeah, ask somebody.
Everyone's pretty helpful on the show. Like, I've never seen anyone be like a super grouch Grinch and, you know, say, you know, buzz off, you know.
Yeah, actually, there was a comment on the Facebook group for Fortune Fire where they're like, I think this show has the nicest contestants out of any other reality show on TV. Like, nobody ever gets mad at anyone else, and usually they end up helping each other.
Right, it's a brotherhood, you know? They all kind of respect each other. So anyway, he gave up on the can, and then he made like a sand mine with some springs. He kind of, you know, whatever.
it was a hot mess.
It was not going well for this guy. He was going to make a sand mine with some mild steel and some of the springs, you know, regardless. Bill's monstrosity, you know, he barely had like a blade, you know, it looked horrible. And then he had barely quench on it when the clock ran out. Alex was doing comparatively fine,
mm-hmm.
you know, than the rest of them. Then we go to quick judging here. Alex had a warp and a twist. Mike's was salvageable. You know, Andrew obviously had some welding issues. Bill, big surprise, got the boot. I mean, it was so bad. There was springs just poking out of his blade, and then Nielsen like was flicking one of them, and it popped right off. It flew across the table. There was a lot of things wrong, and Bill had to go.
And there goes our opportunity for some points right there.
Goodbye, Bill.
Well, one of your opportunities.
One of our opportunities for points.
So then we go to round two. Alex needed to grind the canister metal off, so that's what he went and did. Andrew, our note is so many welds. His tang was too short, so he kept trying to weld an extra piece onto the tang, but then anytime he went to do anything, like grind it down, get the handle on, it just broke off. So he ended up with this teeny tiny handle. We don't actually have Mike written down at all, so I guess...
He must have been okay.
Things are doing okay for Mike, the luck of the Irish, along with him. And then we go to testing. So the sharpness test was a leather bag slice where they all passed. Mike's handle, for as much as we didn't really have any notes on him, the handle was not great. Apparently it was more comfortable to hold it sideways.
It was like round, so like it was like kind of...
Yeah, some weird, the way it was formed.
Yeah.
And then with the strength test, it was an oil drum stab three times. So Alex had some small rolls and his blade was offset from the handle. Mike had no guard on his, so they got an extra little temporary guard to put in between the handle and where it would be going into the oil can for safety. It curved, but did pretty well. And then Andrew, was it Jay Nielsen who was doing the test, called it an elf knife. The teeny tiny handle. The edge, you know, pieces were lost, the handle loosened, and there was a warp in the blade. So for all of those reasons, Andrew, our underdog, you know, clean sweep
underdog.
Andrew
with his little mini bite-sized Twix handle got the boot.
And with that, Sean and I both ended up being eliminated from the episode for any chance of winning any points.
So we're down to the last two guys, which are the guy that I chose and the guy that I switched from. So we'll see.
Let's see what happens. So round three. And the horseman's axe was the challenge. It was a medieval weapon that was used by mounted knights, and it was also used by the headless horseman in the Sleepy Hollow movies. It had to have an all-steel construction with a flange pommeling guard, and also have to have a belt hook on the axe itself. So Alex, when he went back to his home forge, he was hand-forging everything using a coal forge, and he used like an old school turkey pan roaster, roasting pan for his quench. Like we saw that. I was like, yeah, we have that in our cupboard now.
You know, the blue pan with the like the white specks on it, you know.
And everything. We don't ever use it. So like once we do get our forge built, we're going to have the perfect quenching pan.
Fair enough.
Mike, he did okay with his. He ended up having to do a two-piece construction and he had to weld it together. He had some issues getting his belt hook on, so the weld was necessary. On day two for Alex, he messed up the axe head a little bit and had to start over, but he was able to keep the spike portion of it and use that. And from there, there wasn't much else going on. It kind of skipped to the final tests. So we had the kill test, which was a ballistics dummy. And even though the previous episode this week, the Memorial Day special, had Doug performing the tests and hoping everybody, you know, everybody was like, Doug's back. But no, obviously that was from like months prior, before Doug's injury. And so Doug was
before,
or if it was at least before his surgery.
I mean, it could have been after and it just been recently done. Is he still like healing? Like, we don't know how.
Well, in this episode, he was back to having the sling on.
Right, but we don't know the date that it was. Episode was recorded.
So I feel like this one was recorded significantly more recently than the Memorial Day episode. I don't think there's that much of a gap. There's maybe a couple weeks to a month between when they film it and when it goes to air. I think the Memorial Day one was different. Who knows? We're not on the show. We don't work on the show. We don't know. Anyway, points being, Doug was not able to do the kill test, but we did get some classic Doug Cam action.
Yeah, Doug Cam.
Doug Cam. And so Mike's and Alex, they both will kill. They both passed. The only notes were that Mike's handle was a little rounded and Alex's was a little heavy, but it was well balanced. So then the second test was the strength test. It was an ice block chop. And during Mike's test, he had a catastrophic failure. His axe head broke right off after hitting the ice a couple times.
I mean, it was like blow number 9. So
yeah, he was almost done.
Had switched from chopping at the top to going around the front, taking the pick, and then swung into it. Right off.
And I think that was, Mike was concerned about the welding the two-piece construction together the way that he did. And this was, I think this is what ended up happening, is it broke where that welding area was.
That's where, it broke.
And so, unfortunately, Mike had a catastrophic failure there. So all Alex had to do at that point was pass the test. And he managed to get through all 10 chops without breaking. So Alex won, which means Teresa's pick for originally that she then switched off of ended up winning, and so nobody won any points this episode.
Go with your first instinct, guys. No switching.
Yeah, always go with your gut instinct. So we have our points roundup. At the end of this episode, start with Teresa is in the lead with 12 points.
That gap is closing, though.
It's getting close. I'm right behind her in second with 10 points. And even Sean, he's bumped up. He's not too far behind.
Seven points. Give me a Doug Cam shot for me.
Doug Cam.
My points. Doug Cam. Yeah, Doug's like, you got those points from before.
Yeah.
None tonight, but that's okay, man. It's all right.
So that's where we're standing with this episode, season 5, episode 13, Horseman's Axe. And remember to subscribe to our channel, like our videos, comment on our videos. If you're on the show and you want to have an interview with us, please contact us. Fans of the Forge at gmail.com or on Instagram or Twitter.
Or if you play a game.
Yeah, and you want to do Distraction Approved. So get a hold of Mitch at that point. But anyway, thank you for watching, and we will get back to you next week with whatever the newest episode is next week. And we will catch you later.
Bye.
Bye.
Doug Cam. beer can.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.